You're listening to Business English Pop, the Business English podcast for professionals on the move. Hello again, and welcome back to Business English Pod. This is the second in a two-part series on handling angry customers on the telephone. In today's show, we'll be looking at how to resolve the customer's complaint. First, a quick review. In part one, we learned the first three steps for calming down angry customers and dealing with their complaints. First, we need to acknowledge their emotions by showing empathy. Second, we should identify the background to the problem so that we can take the right steps to fix it. And third, we should listen actively to show them that we care. Where we left off last time, Sandy, a service associate at the front desk of the Majestic Hotel, had just finished identifying Steve's problem. Let's continue listening to see how Sandy resolves the complaint. As you listen, try to answer the following questions. The answers will be posted in a few days at www.businessenglishpod.com. First, how does Sandy show that he's actively listening to Steve? Second, what does Steve need? And third, what steps does Sandy take to ensure that Steve is satisfied with the outcome of the call?
I'm meeting a very important client tomorrow, but it's so cold I can't concentrate.
Yes, I can totally see what you mean. Can I repeat the problem to make sure I understand correctly?
Okay.
So, 2 hours ago, you called the front desk to say that your room was too cold.
Freezing.
Freezing. And you spoke to Jenna, who said that she would have someone take care of it, but they never did.
No.
That's terrible. What can I provide you with to ensure that the problem is solved to your satisfaction?
I just need a warm room, now.
I have a couple of suggestions. One, we can upgrade you immediately to a suite. Let's see. There's one on the floor right above you. Or two, I can have a space heater placed in your room while we send someone to fix the problem.
I think I prefer the first solution, but you have no idea what a pain this is.
Yes, I'm sorry, sir. It must be hard to concentrate. Would it help if I sent a butler over with your new key to help you move your things?
All right. That would be a step in the right direction.
And I'll have room service send up a complimentary hot beverage to warm you up.
That would be nice, I suppose.
What would you like?
I'd like a cup of tea. Earl Grey.
All right. So, are you satisfied with this solution?
Yes, I think that will be fine. Just let's try to move quickly, okay? I can't wait another 2 hours.
Yes, of course, sir. Cynthia, the butler on your floor, will be right over. I'll check back with you in 30 minutes in your new room to make sure everything is to your satisfaction and to see if there's anything else we can do for you, if that's okay.
That would be good.
And again, thank you for bringing this matter to our attention and giving us the opportunity to provide better service to you during your stay at the Majestic.
Thanks, Sandy.
You're welcome, sir. Cynthia's on her way.
It sounds like Steve is pretty satisfied with the outcome of his call. Sandy has done a good job calming him down and resolving his complaint. Let's take a closer look. After identifying the complaint and listening actively, which we studied last time, what's the next thing Sandy does?
I'm meeting a very important client tomorrow, but it's so cold I can't concentrate.
Yes, I can totally see what you mean. Can I repeat the problem to make sure I understand correctly?
First, notice how Sandy continues to empathize with Steve. He says, "Yes, I can totally see what you mean." Although empathetic responses are most important at the beginning of the call, You should keep expressing sympathy at appropriate points throughout the conversation in order to keep calming the customer down. The same is true of active listening. The next thing Sandy does here is very important. He asks, "Can I repeat the problem to make sure I've understood correctly?" This is clarifying the problem. It serves two purposes. First, you continue to acknowledge the customer's complaint, thus helping them to deal with their negative emotions. Second, you make sure that you've understood correctly. When customers are angry, sometimes they speak too quickly or unclearly, and we may hesitate to ask them to repeat. But it's very important to overcome this hesitation. The last thing you want to do in a situation like this is to take incorrect action because you've misheard the customer. This will just make the situation even worse. Keep clarifying until you're sure you have understood. Let's practice.
Can I please repeat your complaint to ensure that I have understood it correctly?
Let me repeat that to make sure I have understood clearly.
Sorry, can you please explain what you mean by noisy?
So, you mean that you've been trying to call all morning, is that right?
I see. So you're saying that when you returned to your room, you found that it still had not been made up? Have I got that right?
The last two phrases are examples of acknowledging, checking back, and confirming, which we practice in BEP 35, Clarifying Meaning. This would be another good episode to review. All right, so now you've expressed empathy, identified the customer complaint, and clarified the complaint. The next thing to do is discuss possible solutions. How does Sandy do this?
What can I provide you with to ensure that the problem is solved to your satisfaction?
I just need a warm room, now.
I have a couple of suggestions.
The first thing Sandy does here is ask the customer how he can take care of the issue. Then he proposes a couple of suggestions. It's good to give the customer more than one option when possible. This gives them a sense of freedom and choice. Let's look at some more language you can use to propose suggestions and discuss solutions.
What can I provide you to ensure the problem is solved to your satisfaction?
I propose the following solution to rectify your complaint.
I have a couple of ideas that might help.
Why don't we get you a new room?
How about we send someone round to help?
Would it help if someone watched your bags for you?
What if we called a taxi to pick you up?
After proposing solutions, we now need to reach mutual agreement with the customer about action. What agreement do Steve and Sandy reach? Steve agrees to move rooms, but he says, "You have no idea what a pain this is." It's really worth noticing that Sandy is creative and caring throughout the process of agreeing on the solution. As mentioned, he gives Steve more than one option. Also, he offers to give Steve a complimentary, that is, free, beverage. He keeps up the empathetic responses. "Yes, I'm sorry, sir. It must be hard to concentrate." And he addresses Steve's concern about the move being a pain by sending a butler, hotel guest service staff, to help him with his things. After agreeing on action, the last thing Sandy needs to do is check that the solution was acceptable and discuss follow-up action.
I'll check back with you in 30 minutes in your new room to make sure everything is to your satisfaction and to see if there's anything else we can do for you, if that's okay.
That would be good.
And again, thank you for bringing this matter to our attention and giving us the opportunity to provide better service to you during your stay at the Majestic.
Let's practice this and more language for checking your solution and proposing follow-up action. Are you ready? Listen.
Are you satisfied with the following actions?
I will keep you informed of the action taken to solve this problem.
I'll check back with you in 30 minutes to make sure everything is okay.
Thanks very much for bringing this matter to our attention.
Again, thank you for bringing your complaint to our attention and providing us the opportunity to provide better service to you during your stay at the Majestic.
Okay, now it's your turn to practice. First, you'll hear a complaint. A customer has missed her train to a nearby city, Hangzhou. After the customer has finished speaking, you should do your best to clarify the complaint. You can say, "Can I please repeat your complaint to ensure that I have understood it correctly?"
I've been trying for 20 minutes to get someone to help me with my bags. Now I've missed my train. I'm so angry.
How did you do? Listen to a possible answer.
I've been trying for 20 minutes to get someone to help me with my bags. Now I've missed my train. I'm so angry.
That's terrible. I'm so sorry to hear that, madam. Can I please repeat that to make sure that I've understood correctly? You mean you haven't been able to reach anybody to help you move your bags, and now you've missed your train. Is that right?
Now, after the beep, first ask the customer what you can provide to ensure that the problem is solved to his satisfaction. Wait for him to answer, and then provide him with a couple of solutions. Are you ready?
Well, I need to make it to Hangzhou this afternoon by 5 p.m., or I'm going to miss an important meeting. What can we do?
Listen to see how you did. Remember, this is just an example answer.
What can I provide you with to ensure that this problem is solved to your satisfaction?
Well, I need to make it to Hangzhou this afternoon by 5 p.m., or I'm going to miss an important meeting. What can we do?
I have a couple of suggestions. Why don't I check to see if there's another train this morning? Or perhaps I can help you hire a car. What can I provide you with to ensure that this problem is solved to your satisfaction?
Well, I need to make it to Hangzhou this afternoon by 5 p.m., or I'm going to miss an important meeting. What can we do?
I have a couple of suggestions. Why don't I check to see if there's another train this morning? Or perhaps I can help you hire a car.
You may wish to try it again and substitute other language to practice fluency. And that's about it for today's show. Over these last two episodes, we studied a six-step process for calming down angry customers and resolving their complaints. Let's quickly review that process. First, show empathy. Second, identify the complaint. Third, listen actively. Fourth, clarify the complaint. Fifth, discuss possible solutions. And sixth, reach mutual agreement. In addition, we've covered language for each step. Remember, we've been using hospitality as an example, but these skills are useful no matter what industry you're in. Anytime you have to deal with problems or complaints, you'll find this process helpful. Remember to check out the study notes for this and other episodes at www.businessenglishpod.com. Thanks again for listening. See you next time at Business English Pod. Want to get more out of Business English Pod? Then go to www.businessenglishpod.com and sign up as a premium member. Premium members can access detailed study notes and the new phrase cast to practice all the useful language we featured today.